Hear the word of the Lord, first in the prophecy of Daniel, part of chapter 7. This is a prophecy of the successive states of the church to its end, and then the Lord's coming. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream, the head of the things he was beholding. Daniel answered and said, I was seeing in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four beasts came up from the sea, different from one another. The first was as a lion, and had wings of an eagle. I beheld until the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a heart of a man was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised itself up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth and between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon its back four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I was seeing in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, terrifying and formidable and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and broke in pieces and trampled the residue with its feet. And it was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns removed at the stalk. And behold, in this horn were eyes as the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. And I beheld until the thrones were cast down and the Ancient of Days sat, whose clothing was white as snow and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame and his rolling wheels as a burning fire. A fiery river emanated and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 10,000s stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld until the beast was slain and his body perished and was given to the burning fire. And what was left of the beasts, their dominion was made to pass away, but they were given longer lives for a season and a time. I was seeing in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an eternal dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Next, we read from the book of Revelation, part of chapter 19. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits upon him is called Faithful and True, and in justice he judges and makes war. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and upon his head were many diadems, having a name written which no one knew except himself. And he was arrayed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven followed him upon white horses, wearing fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth went forth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall shepherd them with a staff of iron, and he treads the winepress of the wine of the wrath and anger of God Almighty. And he has upon his garment and upon his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a great voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come, and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war with him who sat upon the horse and with his army. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet, who did signs before him, with which he seduced them who received the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed by the sword of him who sat upon the horse that proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were satiated with their flesh. Finally, we read from the Heavenly Doctrine, the Lord's Second Coming, from True Christian Religion, the chapter on faith. A saving faith is faith in the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ. A saving faith is faith in God the Savior because he is God and man. And he is in the Father and the Father in him, and thus they are one. Therefore, those who approach him at the same time approach the Father also, and thus the one and only God. And there is no saving faith in any other. That we ought to believe or have faith in the Son of God, the Redeemer and Savior, who was conceived of Yehovah and born of the Virgin Mary and called Jesus Christ, is evident from the commands so frequently repeated by him and afterwards by his apostles. That he enjoined faith in himself is plainly evident from the following passages. Jesus said, "This is the Father's will who has sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die." But these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Faith in an invisible God is actually blind because the human mind does not see its God. But faith in the Lord God the Savior is different because he is God and man and can be approached and beheld in thought. This faith is not indeterminate, but has an object from which it is derived and to which it is directed. Once it has been received, it remains, as when anyone has once seen an emperor or a king, as often as he recalls him to mind, his image appears. A man sees that faith as if it were a bright cloud and an angel in the midst of it, inviting him to approach and be raised up to heaven. So the Lord appears to those who have faith in him, and he draws near to every man so far as man knows and acknowledges him, that is, so far as he knows and obeys his commandments, by shunning evil and doing good. At length he enters the man's house and makes his abode with him, together with the Father who is in him, according to these words in John. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And we will come to him and make our abode with him." These things were written in the presence of the Lord's 12 apostles who were sent to me by the Lord while I was writing them. Finally, we read from True Christian Religion number 791. After this work, True Christian Religion, was finished, the Lord called together his 12 disciples who followed him in the world. And the next day, he sent them forth into the whole spiritual world to preach the gospel that the Lord God Jesus Christ reigns, whose kingdom shall be for ages of ages, according to the prediction of Daniel in chapter 7, and in Revelation chapter 11, and also that they are blessed who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This took place on the 19th day of June in the year 1770, This is meant by these words of the Lord: He shall send his angels, and they shall gather together his elect from one end of the heavens to the other. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.